Welcome to another edition of The Last Negroes at Harvard. I'm Kent Garrett. It is Saturday, April 20th. One of the stories that we never got around to investigating or fact-checking last week was whether or not cannibals ate Joe Biden's uncle. We have two updates on that story.
In 1961, the heir to an American dynasty, Michael Rockefeller, disappeared. Whatever happened to Rockefeller is still a mystery to this day. His last whereabouts? Swimming towards the coast of Papua New Guinea after waves toppled his vessel.
Mike Rockefeller was aboard a double-hull canoe with a Dutch anthropologist called Rene Wassing. They were trying to go up the Ilanden River. Rockefeller very badly wanted to try to swim ashore. After all, the two men from Argots had made it, and he wanted to have a go. Saw him swimming away. The shore appeared to be 3 miles away, but he couldn't be quite sure. That was the last he saw of Michael Rockefeller.
The theory for some time has been that Rockefeller was eaten, not by sharks, by cannibals. To this day, historians believe this photo of a white man running with a cannibal tribe may have been Michael Rockefeller. Last year, Primetime spoke to a Rockefeller investigator who paid a visit to the tribe of cannibals.
According to Asmat, cosmology and culture carried a sacred obligation to reciprocate, to kill somebody from the tribes that had killed their people. And Michael Rockefeller, unfortunately, swam up to a group of men from Ochinep on the morning of November 21st, 1961, and he was dispatched.
It's a mysterious story. And Joe Biden has always been a storyteller. Usually, he's stealing stories from the Kennedys, Hubert Humphrey, British diplomats, but he's never plagiarized a Rockefeller. That is until now. This week, Biden told us cannibals ate his uncle in New Guinea.
My uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosi, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Primetime still can't get over the story. The Pentagon called Biden a liar. The truth? Uncle Bozy was the passenger in a plane that went down in the Pacific when its engines failed. There was even a survivor who never mentioned anyone being eaten. Binder was asked about it today and said cannibalism is no laughing matter.
Why is President Biden saying that his Uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals?
The president had a emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform, who lost his life when the military aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea.
Why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That is a bad way to go.
He lost his life. It's not, look, I'm not, we should not make jokes about
it's
this.
Not. President Biden said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I mean, your last line, it's for a laugh, it's for a funny statement, and he takes this very seriously.
No one takes this more seriously than New Guinea. Diplomatic relations between the United States and New Guinea have now hit an all-time low. Turns out you accuse a country of eating your uncle, they don't take it lightly. Countries have gone to war over much less. Locals on the island say President Biden's story is unacceptable. They say the cannibals wouldn't just eat any white man that fell from the sky. The whole episode just leaves a bad taste in our mouths. One journalist actually visited these tribes, and they'd never even seen a white guy.
People have so many questions. People are confused. Why white people want to come in this community? So yeah, we're having a little town hall, if you can put it that way.
If Uncle Bozy was eaten 80 years ago, surely tribal elders passed this history down to the next generation. The Great White Feast, they'd call it. Fact checkers appear to be shy. The Associated Press says Biden is off on details. NBC says Biden's mischaracterized the circumstance. CNN says Biden's account differs from the account provided by the Pentagon. But here's CNN fact-checking Trump.
We just heard a little speech from Mr. Trump. What'd you make of it? Did he say anything that was not true?
He did. I mean, it was mostly uncheckable, subjective opinion, but he did say a few things that weren't quite right at very least. So he repeated his false conspiracy theory that essentially that Joe Biden is behind this case, which was brought by a locally elected district attorney. He said Biden is behind it. He has his top people working with the DA's office to make sure everything goes right. There is no basis for that.
So when Biden says cannibals ate his uncle, he's just off on the details. And when Trump says Biden's Justice Department's railroading him, it's false. Biden can lie all he wants, bring charges all he wants, and if Trump takes issue with anything, they'll throw him in jail.
They've taken away my constitutional rights to speak, and that includes speaking to you. I have a lot to say to you, and I'm not allowed to say it. And I'm the only one. Everyone else can say whatever they want about me. They can say anything they want. They can continue to make up lies and everything else. They lie. They're real scum. But you know what? I'm not allowed to speak. And I want to be able to speak to the friend, the press, and everybody else about it. So why am I gagged about telling the truth? I'm only telling the truth. They're not telling the truth.
This New York trial is going to last 2 months. That's 2 months with Trump taken off the trail. And if he says the Biden donating judge or the lying star witness or the crazy DA is corrupt, he violates the gag order and gets jailed. Biden can spew hoaxes, plagiarize Michael Rockefeller, and Trump can't say a thing or go anywhere except on Wednesdays and on weekends. And with advantages like that, you'd think Biden would be cruising to reelection. Wrong. Biden world is trying to skip out on the debates. His buddy, David Frum in The Atlantic, says the Constitution's not debatable. The president does not participate in forums with a person under criminal indictment for his attempt to overthrow the Constitution. Jail your rival, duck debates to save democracy. You know the real reason Biden doesn't want to debate? Because Trump's going to say, your uncle was eaten by cannibals, huh?
I cannot stop laughing at this still. She shared this story that, can I just read you the headline? So the Papua New Guinea people are mad because Biden said that his uncle Bozy, who was eaten by cannibals, there's a piece out on Substack last night for Chapter and Verse, and you can read that. They're mad because Joe Biden made it sound like cannibals run Papua New Guinea, right? So the headline is this, quote, they wouldn't just eat any white men that fell out of the sky. Outraged Papua New Guinea academics lash out at Biden's unacceptable suggestion that cannibals ate his World War II uncle. Academics said that his categorization of the cannibalism was very offensive. So they're very upset. And they said that, I mean, historically, it's been reported, but the Pacific nation that occupies the eastern half of the island, they said that his categorization of that is ridiculously offensive. Michael Kabuni, who's a political science lecturer at the University of Papua New Guinea, said that the way that Biden talked, it sounds like he's just going to eat any, they're going to eat any white people that fall out of the sky. And everyone said, why don't you just say what you want to say, that it's racist AF? Why don't you just say that? Just say what everyone's thinking. How can Donald Trump eat a taco on Cinco de Mayo and everyone loses their mind? But Biden says that there's a bunch of cannibals on, you know, in Papua New Guinea, and everyone's like, well, that's just poorly worded. I mean, what in the world? And Kabuni was arguing, he was saying that the Melanesian people are very proud and they would be very offended by Biden's generalization of cannibalism. Now, I'm not going to sit here and debate the finer points of cannibalism because that's just weird. Not going to do it. This guy, he was saying that back, I guess, in the days of yore, whenever that is, that it was a practice of a sign of respect in very specific contexts to prevent decomposition of a loved one. This is nasty. I'm not debating, I'm just telling you what it is. He's saying that they didn't just eat random people, that it was like basically like a funerary rite or something like that, right? And that it was given as a sign of respect. And it was not a practice that they would do for somebody who fell out of the sky. Also, would he have just fallen out of the sky? Like the way the context that Biden puts it in, it sounds like it was, you know, just a white dude that fell out of the clouds and just landed right there on their fire pit. You know, I mean, it's not really, I don't think that that's how plane crashes work, especially wasn't he north of the island? So he was not even on that side of the island in the first place. He apparently was like on the western side, northwestern side. So that doesn't even make any sense. I mean,
why does Papua New Guinea make fun of his stutter like that?
Yeah, those mean people. They're so racist towards this Irish stutterer. The Irish stutterers. Ooh, it's a cover band of Joe Biden lookalikes. And they get up and they can't really play their instruments. And their lyrics are all, it's the Irish stutterers. It's like Stefan, but with like made up bands. Alan Bird is the governor of Papua New Guinea's province of East Sepik. And he said that the comments were hilarious and that he was lost for words. So is Joe Biden every day. The way that his surrogates are trying to spin this is wild. Well, you know, Joe Biden probably just heard his parents talking about his uncle who got ate. And, you know, that story stayed with him for the rest of his life. Shut up. We're not doing this. No, that's not how this works. We're going by the rules y'all set, okay? He just racistly cast aspersions on the character of this entire nation. It's a island of cannibals. Well, half of it anyway. Of all cannibals. That's what he made it seem like. So they're upset. Do you think there's going to be a statement of apology? Please, please, please let Peter Ducey ask this at the press conference. Please. It's Mother's Day coming up. I think a lot of us ladies would love this as a gift. Let Peter Ducey ask this at the press conference of Karine Jean-Pierre. Yes, yeah, so Papua New Guinea, they're outraged over President Biden's claim that the country is populated by cannibals who ate his uncle. Do you have any comment on that? I just want to see her stutter and dance around and try to figure out how to answer that one and flip through her binder like they gave her notes. Oh, this is the cannibal section. Like they gave her some notes for this. No. So stupid. I can't even deal with this. I just can't. Oh, man. And again, Lorraine has a piece up on Substack, and it's literally called Uncle Bozy Got Ate by Cannibals. And it gets into the whole history of this dude and his and Biden's claim. And apparently he's like told this several different ways. But he's like, yeah, there's a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. You know, they went back and they're like, yep, he got eaten. The only true thing that was in Biden's statement is the fact that Uncle Bozy was in the Army Air Force. But he wasn't a pilot. He was a passenger. And it wasn't on D-Day that he was flying. And he actually wasn't over that specific part of the island. So literally, like, nothing is in there. And Uncle Bozy, apparently, he crashed a month before D-Day. Oh, I can't deal with it. I just can't. This is so ridiculous. They wouldn't just eat any white men that fell out of the sky. Happens to be, I think, my favorite headline right now.
Those were reports from Jesse Waters and Dana Loesch. And that's it for this edition of The Last Negroes at Harvard.